The history of Steuben glass can be divided into two periods. The first is the Carter era. It's named after the company's founder, Frederick Carter, and covers 1903 to 1932. Carter was a one-man show. He owned the company and made and designed all the glass, says Steuben dealer and collector David Goldstein.
The man was an absolute genius. He was a chemist, he was a designer, he was an experimenter. In a period of 30 years, he designed almost 7,000 pieces. By comparison, over the last 10 or 15 years, I doubt if Steuben has introduced more than 100 designs.
But at the outset of World War I, Steuben found it harder to get the supplies they needed, forcing its sale to Corning Glassworks. Tom Dimitrov, who wrote a book about Carter, says this was the start of Steuben's golden era.
I think it really took off after World War I in the Roaring Twenties. When Corning Glassworks purchased Steuben, we had Carter's creativity and the Corning corporate organization and skills at merchandising.
But then came the Great Depression, and with it, the company was nearly forced to close. In 1933, Corning's Arthur Houghton took full control of Steuben from Carter. That began the second phase, the modern Steuben era, and Carter left his company for good. Houghton started by making a complete break from the Carter era.
Steuben had a well-publicized event where they literally staged the public destruction of Carter Steuben glass. They destroyed it in front of the public.
That's Rob Cassetti, creative director of the Corning Museum of Glass. He says Houghton led the charge to associate the company with a luxury lifestyle. At a shop in downtown Corning, you can still buy a tabletop lamp made during Steuben's early years for a sticker price of almost $30,000. Cassetti says presidents since Harry Truman have given Steuben items as gifts of state.
One of the vision documents that was written at the time stated that the idea was that Steuben should be perceived of as luxurious and almost unattainable as a Cadillac 16. You know, a 16-cylinder Cadillac.
Cassetti says that while the company rarely turned a profit, it did keep the highest level of design and craftsmanship, at least up until the Great Recession of 2008 dealt it a final blow.
So then you bring the glass to...
Max Urlacher is engraving leaves and grapes onto a glass goblet. Urlacher is a master engraver who worked at Steuben until 2 years ago. He spent 23 years there, and before that apprenticed in Austria.
So in total you've been doing this work for how long?
Oh, since 1948.
Wow. Urlacher's studio outside of Corning is filled with works of glass art and photos from some of the commissioned items he's engraved. He points to one called the Roman Set of Roses. A glass rose with a story engraved into the petals.
Actually, a monk wrote that story, The Romance of the Rose. It was a poem, in the 14th century.
Urlacher says the piece was originally bought by a Venezuelan millionaire.
And the inside has stamens coming up with rubies and diamonds in the middle. There's five petals on it. They're engraved on the inside as well as on the outside.
He says Steuben's design started to fall off in the last 10 years or so and isn't surprised that they're closed now. Some of Steuben's workers were picked up by Corning to work on glass for smartphones and TVs. Others have their own studios. Some teach classes at the Corning Museum of Glass. And while Corning, which sold the struggling company in 2008, bought back the Steuben name when it was closed, nobody expects them to restart production at the Steuben factory. In Binghamton, I'm Matt Richman for InnovationTrail.org.